Hot 91, it's the Sideline View with Hayley. Now, it is a bit of a round 12 mix-up in the Suncorp Super Netball season. There's no games this weekend, but we will see midweek games played this week. The Suncorp Super Netball have just released this week's draws, and I've got Lightning's Laura Sherrian on the phone. Shez, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Hey, it's been a bit of a here, there and everywhere kind of week for you guys. Everyone's here in Queensland, all your counterparts, all your opponents, and we've got some midweek games coming up.
Yeah, definitely. We've been packed and ready to go to a few different places over the next week, over the last week and a half, I'm sorry. And we haven't ended up going anywhere.
Yeah.
So we've ended up here in Queensland, and we've brought all the teams up here. So there's some playing, staying down on the Gold Coast, some in Brisbane, and then I think one other team up here on the Sunny Coast.
So we've already seen one game of round 12 played a couple of days ago. We've got two games at Nissan Arena on the 27th, and you guys are playing on Wednesday the 28th. The Giants are taking on the Vixens in the first game, and then you guys are the second game taking on the Thunderbirds. Obviously, you knew in the next 3 weeks you had to play the Thunderbirds at some point. We've got them first up.
Yep, definitely. So finally, the draw's released. Obviously, it was quite difficult to reschedule all the games, broadcasts and everything. So, yeah, Netball Australia and Suncorp Super Netball have done an awesome job to organise that for midweek. And, yeah, so we've got the Thunderbirds. Different draw, but that's fine. We knew it would be mixed up a little bit considering we played Firebirds on Monday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so excited that the season's going ahead. And
absolutely.
Everyone's up here. We're going to finish our last three rounds and then hopefully get into the finals.
Absolutely. Now, I know you guys have the day off today, but it'll be good now knowing that you're taking on the Thunderbirds heading into training tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. We've got our Sunday morning training tomorrow scheduled, which will be really nice to know who we're playing going into that, so we can plan a little bit more and look at what we're going to do to combat the Thunderbirds this time. It was a real tough match against them when we played them in the first round. We only won by one in the end. And, yeah, obviously wanting to look back on that and look at a couple of their games but also focus on, you know, what we've got going on as well. So it's exciting that we know who we're playing and we can plan.
And then we've got two more games after that. The season's nearly done. It's come around so quick, but it's so hard to tell where everyone's going to end up on the ladder because it's so unpredictable. You know, everyone's moved to Queensland now. Who knows what that's going to do to different teams? We're all on the same boat, though. We're all in Queensland. We've all had a shake-up, but it's so tight, the top four.
Oh, it's really tight. And, you know, the top three teams all play each other over the next couple of weeks. It makes it really exciting, though. And leading into the finals, yeah, it could be anyone in the top four. We're not sure where we'll finish in there, but definitely planning on just going ahead and wanting to win these next three games to set us up for finals.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you guys all the best in the prep for the Thunderbirds on Wednesday. You guys have a 6:30 start at Nissan Arena and obviously taking on the Thunderbirds. Shez, good luck, and I'll chat to you next week.
Thanks so much, Hayley.